The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Hebrews chapter 12. And if you have access to a Bible, it can have one sitting nearby, pick it up and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there. One of the things is you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series about running the race. There's also a link where you can contact us. We'd love to hear from you. If you click on that link and send us a note, let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today and send us an address, and we'll send you a little prayer journal. This is just a little notebook. It easily fits into a shirt pocket or into a purse or into a Bible case or something like that. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday, and as people give prayer requests, I write them down, and I'm able to pray for those all week long. So we'll send you the prayer journal, and that's it. I'm not going to send you a lot of mail asking you about money or things like that. Simple transaction. Send us an address. We'll send you the prayer journal, and that's it. We hope you'll pray for us as well. So you can do that through the website, considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, we've been in Hebrews chapter 12 for the last couple of weeks. I'd like to go ahead and read it, the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. The Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside the weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." To run the race. And we talked about the participants, that they are the witnesses, those who are watching. I believe it's the faithful that we read about in chapter 11 of Hebrews. But also, it's you. He said, let us run the race. It is us. It includes you. We talked about being prepared to lay aside the sin and the weight which so easily besets us. Today, we want to look at the race itself. To run, he said, with patience, the race that is set before us. Now, I want you to notice especially, and I say this with emphasis, that as believers, we are to run the race. We're not to be idle. We're not to just kind of meander along. You know, occasionally around here, we have walks at different occasions. In fact, there's one coming up shortly. And it is not a race where people run. We have those as well. But this is a walk where people just kind of meander around a park, maybe several times around. And sometimes they're prayer walks, sometimes they're not. But this is not running. It's not like running the race. You know, I remind you, we read back in Psalm before, in Psalm 1, where the psalmist said, "Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He said, blessed is man that walks not, that does not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit. We're not to walk, stand, or sit. We're to run. Not just to be idle, but to be active in our Christian walk and active in our walk with the Lord. He describes it as a race. And so don't try to fake it. don't try to somehow limp along and fake the race. I don't believe you can actually do that anyway. But run the race, he said. When we run, we're moving forward. We're going somewhere. We're not just aimlessly wandering through life in some way. Occasionally, we go to a t-ball game. And it's always interesting to me how sometimes you have a little guy or a little gal get up and they'll tee up the ball and they'll swing just as hard as they can and they'll hit the ball. And then they just take off running. Sometimes toward third base, sometimes toward pitcher's mound, sometimes toward shortstop. But I don't know, somehow they didn't get the message that they're supposed to run to first base. And so we need to run very specifically. I believe God has a place for you. We're going somewhere, and we follow God's direction, and we follow God's plan in this race. Now, he said to run with patience the race that is set before us. The word patience here is a word that literally means endurance. Run the race with endurance. That means that we keep on going. We keep on keeping on. And you endure through the race. You know, many who jog many, many miles will tell you that there's a point where they get sore. Maybe their side begins to hurt. Maybe it seems like they're running out of breath, and they don't give up. They just keep going. They endure through the race. And the way that you learn to endure is by practice. People who run long distances will practice running long distances. They don't go out and run 100 yards and then expect to run a marathon. Now, they'll get out and they'll develop that endurance over time. And so they can run those 26-plus miles. I've run a few, I think they call them 3Ks, which were six-mile races, and those were tough. Or three-mile races, maybe they were, and those were tough. But you endure through them, and you endure by practicing, by doing it. When I was running cross country in high school, I would get out and run every day. Those races were generally two-mile races. And I would run every day and every day to build up the endurance. So if we're going to run with endurance, we've got to do it by practicing, by doing it. It's like James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And yes, sometimes when you get tired, you just keep going. Be not weary in well doing, Paul said. And you get tired, you keep going. I used a phrase a few minutes ago, but I remember sometimes in Bible college, we had a phrase that we would say to each other to encourage each other. And we knew when we had studied long hours, maybe had a job and were just tired, just exhausted, and it didn't seem like you could go even one step more, we would say to each other, just keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. And that's how you endure. You just keep on keeping on. Even when you get tired, you keep going. When your side hurts, or anything else for that matter, when there seems to be difficulty, you keep going. When you run into obstacles, you keep going. In those cross-country races, sometimes there would be hills and valleys, and often in the Midwest, we'd run those races in golf courses. And yes, sometimes they would take us right through a sand trap, and we'd have to run in the sand for, I don't know, maybe 6 or 8 or 10 steps. But whatever hills and whatever valleys were there, you just kept going. Sometimes there may be roadblocks. You may have to go around them. You may have to go over them. Sometimes you may have to go right through them. And sometimes you may fall down. But you just get up and you keep going. You run the race with endurance. Psalm 37:23, the Bible says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand." Sometimes when you're running in the race and you get so weary and it seems like you just can't take another step, you'll find that the Lord will give you the strength to keep on going. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you that endurance. And sometimes we need to depend on the Lord for that endurance, to keep on keeping on for Him. Sometimes along the way, you may need some encouragement. Remember those witnesses that are watching. And sometimes in the race, you're going to need to slow down a bit, but you don't stop. You keep on going for the Lord. You know, there's nowhere in the scripture that tells us to sit down and quit. Now, there's no quitting. You must keep going for the Lord. Keep serving the Lord. I know some that will be involved in a ministry, and I've seen this happen in our own churches here, that people will be involved in the ministry, and they'll just go and go and go, and thank God for that. And then at some point, they'll say, "You know, I just can't go anymore," and they'll just quit. Now, don't quit. Maybe slow down a little bit. Take a few deep breaths. But you see, enduring does not mean that we have to run at full pace all the time. It does mean you have to maybe slow down, catch your breath a little bit, but you don't quit. You keep enduring in the race. Whatever comes before you, whatever obstacle may get in the way, and listen, the devil's going to give you distractions. Well, sometimes he'll distract you off to someplace else. Don't let him do that. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Here's the whole key. It's in verse 2, to keep your eyes on Jesus. And if you're watching him, and if you're following him, then those distractions will not take you out of the race or take you chasing after something else. And I know today you may be tired. Today you may be weary, but don't quit. Keep going for the Lord. Keep teaching that Sunday school class. Keep helping that youth group. Keep supporting your pastor, whether it be in a pulpit ministry, leading singing, or being an usher, whatever it is. Just suck it up and endure. Keep on keeping on for the Lord. I've said it time and time again. Just don't quit. Endure. He said, I want to read the verse again. "Let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Run with patience. You keep on going. You run with endurance. And it's the Lord who will help you to endure. It's the Lord who will help you in those times when you get so weary and you get so tired. The Lord is there to help you. Run the race with endurance. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening today. God bless you. Consider his word. Consider his word. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.